I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado is included in the areas of the country where warmer, drier weather will persist over the next few weeks. Not great news for Colorado's winter wheat conditions. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the USDA, and he says the next report on wheat conditions is weeks out, but the December report did note a deterioration in conditions.
The biggest problem across the Plain States would now be southwestern Kansas, southeastern Colorado, much of Oklahoma and North Texas. I think we can lump together probably most of Texas with that. And then if you get outside the wheat belt, that dryness extends westward through New Mexico, southern Colorado, much of Utah, Arizona, the southern Great Basin, and southern California.
Meanwhile, wheat growers are growing more concerned that a revised Trans-Pacific Partnership that excludes the U.S. puts overseas demand for U.S. wheat at serious risk. Last year, President Trump announced the U.S. would pull out of TPP. The 11 remaining TPP members have concluded talks on a revised deal without the U.S. The National Wheat Growers Association says that could put U.S. wheat producers at a total price disadvantage of more than $200 million per year. The group says withdrawing from TPP was unnecessary, and now U.S. wheat farmers could take a hit.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.